first, Jay. Announce to the world, or...
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Oh man. Head spinning.
Oh yeah.
Head spinning and spinning and spinning.
How about you? How are you doing?
Pretty high.
What did you want to try doing on the track? CMBB. Whatever CMB means.
Thank you. the you sure.
Mailing list.
Yeah.
It's like, I got on that and I'm like, this is the rave scene in the Northwest. I'm scared.
Man, if you think that's bad, DC raves. I've never been on DC raves. Those are some of the meanest, most twisted people ever.
Everyone there was pretty cool, so you know they had were making shitloads of money. I mean, the place was, like, packed.
Yeah.
Thousands of people there. NAF was the same way, and they closed it, too. I think maybe
the cops
start sniffing around more and more when you start getting thousands of people there every weekend. And eventually it just becomes, you know, they're, like, busting you for not having the right key on your fire door or something.
Yeah.
I mean, especially NAF, because it was so easy to hide. Everybody knew who was dealing there, so it was just basically like it was a perfect place to go if you wanted to hook up for something else.
Yeah. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know what's about seal. Yeah.
two tracks running, so we've got it.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to try and see what it sounds like with the beat?
Sure.
I was totally like tripping myself out there. Is what was going on. I was just positive feedback, self, whatever you want to call it, playing your own ambient. What is the word for that? Chill out music.
Yeah.
When me and Tori were jamming together, I had no problem just gotten enough underpinning under it that it'll stay up.
Yeah.
But I'm a little afraid to change too much about it before we get some more superstructure on top of it. I'm afraid it'll collapse.
Yeah, right on.
I
can understand that.
I think what we should probably do on Wednesday, if we're going to work on that track, is try getting a couple of melody parts on it.
Yeah, come back. Definitely.
I wish Tori had internet access. It'd be really interesting to see how what we both picked out on the same one, maybe this tonight's recording, because it should be a bit easier on the ears in general. I mean, I think we were more cohesive tonight. I mean,
yeah,
certainly other people listening to this.
Yeah.
Although I have like one person saying we sound like Orbital. So and whether you think that's a compliment or an insult,
I like it.
Probably rig it up so I can throw the chat window for it up on that screen so that everybody
so
can see it.
See it, yeah.
Instead of just me.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool. Magic.
emu to cord translator, or emu to Nord translator, that lets you use all these knobs on any of those boxes just by
twisting them, yeah.
Just by mapping the continuous controllers appropriately, but I've never seen such a thing. Unison, actually, have you heard of Unison?
No.
It's a piece of software that's supposed to do something similar to that. Like, it gives you one common way on the computer screen to edit the patches in any of your sound modules, and it's like a patch librarian. But it hasn't been ported to OSX yet.
I totally want to hear the bass, right?
You.